The money for the medical college is part of a $30 million concussion initiative announced by the White House. Dr. Michael McCray is professor of neurology and director of brain injury research at the Wauwatosa-based school. He says newly funded studies there will try to come up with an objective standard that a concussed athlete has recovered.
That tells us beyond relying on an athlete's self-report of their symptom recovery, and beyond the clinical measures that we have at our disposal, which frankly have a lot of noise in them, we're in hot pursuit of some objective biomarker of recovery that will tell not only doctors, but parents when it is safe for their son or daughter to return to participation.
McCray says that biomarker might be something like a blood enzyme level. He says the second part of the 3-year study will look at how routine sports participation might expose people to a head injury.
Even in the absence of concussive injury itself. As a sports parent, if I could have the answer to those two questions tomorrow, I'm in a much better position to make decisions about my kids participating in sports. All of them do currently.
McCray says some athletes will have impact sensors attached to their heads or to any helmets they might wear. The University of Michigan and Indiana University are also due to take part in what's being called the most comprehensive look at sports concussions and head impact exposure. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.